Walmart's bad. No, it's good.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Walmart's the place with the low, low prices that everyone loves to hate. But its economic power is undeniable. Today we'll get both sides of the discount penny. The bad, from a new documentary about the company. The good, from Walmart's top drawer PR team. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The documentary opens in New York and L.A.
Walmart, the high cost of low price.
The director, Robert Greenwald. In the past, he's taken on Rupert Murdoch in Fox News. His new film stars Walmart whistleblowers.
Our district manager actually explained to us how to cheat workers out of overtime.
Once upon a time, public image was a small deal to Walmart founder Sam Walton. He was too thrifty for a big PR buy. Well, now the company's spending. Today, the PR machine is pushing a company-funded study showing how Walmart benefits the economy. The author is economic forecaster Chris Holling.
The consumer price index was 3.1% lower than it would have been in a world without Walmart.
Outsiders say all the PR is part of efforts to draw yuppies to Walmart stores that are coming to urban markets. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Those disgruntled employees will have a new place to air their frustrations. Wake Up Walmart is starting a national association of Walmart employees. Most of the major unions are backing the idea, but the group says this is not a unionizing effort. Walmart may be the epitome of a for-profit company. Did you know that Visa is not for profit? That's right, it's an association of banks. But it might be looking to jump the profit fence. A boardroom shuffle announced yesterday has some people talking IPO. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Just a few months ago, MasterCard declared its plans to go public. Visa's announcement that more than half its voting directors will now be independent of the company has Ralph Ward convinced it may be preparing to do the same. Ward edits the newsletter Boardroom Insider.
If they are looking at going public down the road, that's pretty much a necessity.
A Visa executive called such speculation absolutely premature, and there are other reasons for an independent board. Visa's been the target of a number of antitrust lawsuits lately. Merchants claim Visa and MasterCard have colluded to overcharge them. Analyst Craig Moorer is with Fulcrum Global Partners.
They're accused of being a cartel and a board filled with all their members, and no outside influences could obviously add to that view.
Some speculate MasterCard decided to go public to shield member banks from its legal troubles. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
I don't know who's going to read all these books online, but a lot of companies are into this right now. Google uploaded its first volumes yesterday. Amazon now says it'll allow people to buy internet books or just one particular page if you want. And Microsoft plans to scan 100,000 works from the British Library onto the web. Merck's victory in the second Vioxx trial helped Wall Street. The Dow shot up almost 50 points to 10,522. The S&P 500 gained 5 to end at 1219. The Nasdaq was up nearly 16 points to 2160. Today, Japan's Nikkei broke through 14,000 for the first time in 4.5 years. This is Marketplace. I don't see how you could possibly miss the marketing campaign, but in case you did, Disney's Chicken Little opens today. How the movie fares could tell us whether the sky is still falling at Disney Animation. Here's Brian Watt.
Disney needs a hit to get back in the animation game, now dominated by Pixar and DreamWorks. Chicken Little is Disney's first fully computer-animated film, and the mouse has spent some extra millions on a special 3D version to screen in select cities. Disney watcher Jim Hill says the company's counting on 3D to get the little chicken some big word of mouth.
What they're hoping is that Disney films become an event again, but not necessarily because of the films themselves, but rather the process they're being projected through.
Disney is not alone. More 3D films are due out from other studios, and the industry is hoping 3D will get viewers off the couch and back into theaters. In Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Designing vehicles with hybrid synergy drive for fuel efficiency and low emissions. More at Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Cable TV was once king of the hill. but lately it has a case of arrested development. For one thing, the phone companies are getting into the TV business, and they don't want to play by the old rules. So who's going to be the biggest loser? Nancy Marshall Genza reports.
Remember back in the 90s when you felt held hostage by the cable guys? Jerry Seinfeld's neighbor, Kramer, sure did.
Oh, so what are you going to do? You're going to wait for the cable companies to resolve their dispute? All the cable companies care about is the big mamu.
Flash forward to the present. Telephone companies have been laying fiber optic networks, and they can deliver TV. In the old days, cable was controlled locally. Communities charged cable companies licensing fees and required cable to give them local access channels. But phone companies such as Verizon say those rules are antiquated. Link Hoeing is vice president for Verizon Internet and Technical Policy.
The old laws that applied to cable 20 years ago are essentially being bypassed by the technology in the markets.
Hoeing says sometimes local control comes at the cost of efficiency and widespread use of the latest technology. So Verizon is lobbying state legislatures and Congress for blanket access to the cable TV business using its own network. One of the bills in Congress would also exempt Verizon and other phone companies from requirements that they serve everyone. Universal service, as it's called, is a big deal for the cable guys because they can't exclude anyone. National Cable and Telecommunications Association spokesman Rob Stoddard says Verizon doesn't want to go to the expense of putting its new network in low-income or very rural areas where there wouldn't be a big payoff.
They would like the opportunity to cherry-pick customers, that is, to come in to a state or to a franchise area and decide that they're only going to serve certain communities. The cable business has never operated that way.
But it would like to. Stoddard says if Verizon is allowed to cherry-pick customers, the cable industry should be able to do the same. There's another party here, too, consumers. Mark Cooper of the Consumer Federation of America says all companies should be forced to wire anyone who wants service.
This is infrastructure. It's just like streets and roads. It's just like sewage. It's just like electricity. It's just like telephone. We have always insisted that there be universal service. They're trying to break that model in the 21st century.
But Verizon says it's not feasible economically to provide universal service. If it can bypass some local rules in unprofitable areas, the company says, one day consumers will be able to switch cable companies as easily as they flip through the channels. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
If you haven't had a chance to check out our website, visit www.marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for joining us and have a great weekend.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.